You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Adam McKelvey with MLB.com. I'm here with one of the newest Brewers, Isan Diaz. He came to Milwaukee in the Jean Segura trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks at the end of January. Isan, welcome to the organization. You're part of a mini camp that's pretty stocked with prospects, including a lot of the shortstops that are making their name in this organization right now. What's it like being around all these players and getting to know everybody?
It feels it's great. You know, it's a great way to you know learn and understand different players' aspects of how they play the game and how they play that position. You know, there's different ways that certain players take on the game, and as for me, it's always great to listen to them and watch how they work, on a day-to-day basis and try to continue to add it to my play and my routine. So
you have an interesting baseball backstory because you come from a baseball hotbed, Puerto Rico, but you didn't grow up there. And you grew up in a place that's not exactly known as a baseball hotbed. Could you just tell the story?
I was born in PR, came over to Massachusetts. Obviously, parents moved out. We had a lot of family. We stuck there, after, several years after I turned four. And, it was more about the education piece and learning English and that side of the story, which was more of like, understanding what it was from Puerto Rico here is completely different. And, I'm happy how things worked out. Obviously now I have the ability to speak both languages and to be in an organization where you know two languages and to be able to help out other players that don't know how to speak English and try to teach them to speak the language to its full potential. It feels good to actually see that. And, actually it's more of a, it helps myself to understand that, I can, be both sides. I can, be Hispanic, I can speak to, Americans normally, and that's always a plus.
Where did the love of baseball come from?
My father. My father played a lot. Obviously, my grandfather, Johnny Velasquez, who actually put my father in his steps. My father played junior college baseball in Alabama. And, obviously, things didn't work out. And, he passed it on over to me. And ever since I was 4 or 6 years old, we started playing. And, we just fell in love. He started playing the softball, and I was always a little kid, at every game after school, watching and learning, and I just couldn't stop, and obviously he was always guiding me throughout the path, and he knows what it is to work hard every day, and I say one, if it wasn't for him to this day, I wouldn't be who I am.
Are they going to be able to come down to spring training? Do they get to see you play?
Hopefully, the last week, they come down and watch this this beautiful facility here with the Milwaukee Brewers and see me in a different uniform besides the Arizona Diamondback uniform. So.
You are not totally unfamiliar with this organization. There's one player who you know pretty well, right? Another shortstop, actually.
Yeah, Yadier Rivera. He's he's a great dude, a great friend of mine, and he's making his way, and I learn just as much from him, as I do any other player, and all I can say is good luck and, hopefully to see him every day in the big leagues and hopefully be there with him one day,
Well, one of the things, the Brewers have another young shortstop who they love, Orlando Arcia, the number one prospect. How do you two fit together? How do you think you'll coexist?
I think we'll be fine. As soon as we start to talk more and, understand each other, understand the way we play, I think everything will be fine. He looks like a great dude, and, the day will come where, we actually get to sit down and have a nice conversation. So, I can't wait for that. And hopefully one day you'll see us up the middle in the big league. So,
well, that would mean one of you will be playing second base, right?
Yeah, and hopefully, hey, if that's me, then that's me. I really don't mind at all.
How about something that's maybe not in your media guide bio? Can you tell us something else that you enjoy off the field that the people in Milwaukee getting to know you might be interested in?
I enjoy family. That's one thing. This off season, in the past off seasons, try to spend as much family time as possible, because you're not with them throughout the year. So, the more time you spend with your family and, you get to explain to them the life that we live and especially the people from back home, Also, trying to encourage others as well, as far as young players that try to get to the, position that we are here in with Milwaukee, being a professional athlete, it's not an easy thing, and you got to put in a lot of hard work and, you know, I'm always happy to try and give out, you know, and feed that information to young minds.
Do you get back to Puerto Rico much?
I did the year before last year. I didn't this past year. And I got hurt, you know, and, you know, that kind of set back a lot of stuff. So I was trying to focus more on trying to get back in shape and try to get back to 100% and get back to, you know, the Isan that was playing in Missoula. So.
Well, thanks, Isan. Welcome to the organization, and good luck this season.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.